WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, the first day of the week, the first day of December, and the first day of Holiday Wish Week. So coming up in just a few moments, we're going to share with you the story of the Gray family from Acushnet, and then we're going to tell you all about how you can donate. So not only will we have this story for you here on the air, but we're also going to have it for you up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app later on in the day. So it's all being put together by our friends over at Fun 107 on the MGM show. And this year, instead of, as I was mentioning in the first hour, instead of featuring a different family on our mini miracle day, like we've done in the past, this year we've decided, because there are families that need so much help and resources might not be there this year for people to donate as much as they might have in the past, we wanted to make sure that we could feature the five families that they feature on Holiday Wish Week here on WBSM as well, to try to get them some extra exposure. And so each morning this week, we'll feature a different family. You'll hear the MGM show's discussion with that family. And then we're going to tell you how you can call to make a donation. You won't be calling the WBSM caller line. You won't be calling that line because, you know, we're going to keep that open for the conversation. We're going to give you a different number to call because Victoria from the United Way of Greater New Bedford is here each morning this week to take phone calls of donations. And so this is the line that will be a direct dial to her so that she can take your donation over the phone. It's one of our Fun 107 numbers. And then you can also donate by texting WISHES, W-I-S-H-E-S 25, WISHES 25, to 26989. We're going to give you all of that information again coming up. But we're going to tell you all about this family and how you can help. And again, we're going to feature a different family each day this week. And even if you can't donate today, say you hear the Gray family story and it really resonates with you and you want to donate to them, but you can't donate to them until Thursday or Friday, that's okay. What you can do is when you go to the United Way's website to make the donation, or when you text WISHES 25 to 26989, either way, it's going to allow you to select which family you want to donate to. So you just remember which family it is. And again, we'll have all those stories up there for you. But we'll have the first family coming up. And you've always come out in big numbers and supported the families that we featured in Mini Miracle. We're hoping that you'll do the same for these five Holiday Wish families all this week. So again, we were having this discussion prior to the start of Holiday Wish season, you know, when we start taking in all the applications and all of that. We were having this discussion. By the way, it's the United Way of Greater New Bedford who does all the work of vetting these families and collecting all these stories. So kudos to them for helping us bring this together. But we were having the discussions about, you know, what can we do to really help these families this year? Because we were worried. We were worried that with people struggling a little bit more this year, especially over the last month when some folks were worried about where their next meal would come from, whether they were dependent on SNAP benefits or maybe they were government workers that weren't getting a paycheck. We were saying, you know, it might be harder this year than ever to get folks to donate. So how can we make sure that we still can provide for these families? And that's where we said, you know, let's just combine the power of the two brands, the power of the two stations. So without further ado, let me present to you a discussion with our friends over at the MGM show on Fun 107 with the Gray family of Acushnet.
Back in late September, I was admitted to Toby Hospital with a small blister that had opened on the bottom of my right foot big toe that soon became a bigger issue. I was categorized as a diabetic ulcer, which we didn't know at the time, but was severely infected. The infection took over my body and unfortunately the bone in my toe. My tissue became necrotizing and ate away at most of the top of my foot. I had to have 5 subsequent surgeries to remove all of that necrotized tissue. Ultimately, I did have to have the toe amputated. This came out of nowhere. I didn't even know I had the blister.
No kidding.
Yes. The day before, I was celebrating a cousin's birthday. The next day, I was in the hospital and where I didn't know I would be for 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days.
30 days.
This was the start of something that escalated pretty quickly.
It was quite shocking, and it's still sort of something that I'm learning to process. It hasn't fully set in, partially because I haven't returned to normal life yet. I may be out of the hospital, but I haven't returned to normal life yet.
What has this done to you emotionally, spiritually? I mean, it must have be a real blow.
It has. You know, I feel like less of myself right now. Not returning to normal life, not working, not living the way I normally would. I take care of my 2 younger siblings and my aunt who has stage 4 breast cancer. I haven't been able to be there for them.
You're a caretaker to others.
I am, yes.
What did normal life look like for you prior to this diagnosis?
I work 10 to 7. I'm a licensed social worker. I provide social services and counseling to caregivers who care for loved ones, provide care for my aunt. I provide care for my 2 younger siblings.
You provide care to your 2 younger siblings?
Yes.
Your parents passed away?
Both of my parents passed away during the pandemic, 15 months apart.
So this has not been the best 5 years of your life.
What is keeping you going? What is keeping you positive throughout all of this?
Just like everybody, I have my good days, I have my bad days. Some things that keep me going are knowing that I have people counting on me to get better, to push forward through this. Because if I'm unable to remain in that mindset, then my mood is going to affect other people as well. I've been greeted with unwavering support from my loved ones, my grandmother in particular. My partner.
I imagine it can be hard, though, as someone who is devoted to caring for others. You're a social worker. You take care of your aunt and your siblings. Like, you're usually the one in charge calling the shots, saying, all right, I'm in control. This is what we're going to do. To now,
you know, I'm also a type A personality type person. So I'm used to being the leader of the pack, so to speak. I'm the one that, you know, everybody's usually counting on for things. Well, what are we going to do? Let's ask Cheyenne. Or I need help. We'll ask Cheyenne. And now it's, what am I going to do? Who am I going to ask?
When it comes to care for your younger siblings, how young are we talking?
They're both adults now, but they both suffer from developmental disabilities.
Oh, gosh.
They've always, you know, relied on me and looked at me as a parent. Then when my parents passed away, that responsibility ultimately fell on me. But definitely knowing that, you know, they're counting on me throughout this is motivating and pushes me forward.
Have doctors given you any indication of how this is going to play out? When are they going to be able to get a hold of this? And what's your best and worst case scenario?
Right now, I am undergoing intensive wound care therapy. The infection sort of necrotized my flesh and ate away at my foot. So the whole top of my foot is now one giant open wound.
Wow.
Being a diabetic.
This came out of nowhere. This is insane.
Came out of nowhere. It's not something you prepare for as a 33-year-old, otherwise healthy young woman who is always active, doing things, go from living a normal life to complete disarray, unsure of your future, what lies ahead. I've been told, you know, you're going to lose the foot. You're going to lose the leg.
Doctors have said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That you are going to lose your leg?
Yes. Yes, they have. Right now, I have the absolute best medical team at Boston Mass General working with me vigorously multiple times a week, appointments there.
That's a hike, though.
Yeah. And, you know, both of me and my partner's car broke down. So we've had to rely on public transportation. We're very, very grateful that the commuter rail been extended to New Bedford. I couldn't imagine. That's how we've been getting back and forth. And it is a very long day. It is very difficult. You know, she has to push me in my wheelchair, carry my medical equipment. I got my wound vac with me, all of our things we need for the day. And it's a whole day process. I'm not working. Mm-hmm. Now my partner is out of work for that purpose, for helping taking care of me. And it's definitely taken its toll on my life. My emotions too. It is a very emotional time at 33. You just don't expect something like this to happen. This time of year does hit harder when you lose your parents and you don't have their support and you're going through something like this. Yeah. You have people counting on you. My birthday is on Thursday. That's not something where it doesn't feel like it's my birthday. It doesn't feel like it's the holidays, because for me, it's not something where I'm going to be able to celebrate with people, because it's
probably not even in the mood to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to think that I am glass half full. I'm an optimist. I'm going to eat and be grateful that I'm here. Mm-hmm. I survived. This is something that could have easily taken my life. And for a while there, I was running 104 fever. The infection was systemic. The antibiotics were not, my infection was not responding to it. So to go from, you know, you could lose your life to we're going to just try to preserve your limb was very humbling and shocking. Right now, we're in the process of still trying to save the foot. I'm getting surgery in 2 more weeks. They're going to remove some more of the dead tissue that hasn't responded. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to graft some more synthetic things. I've had grafts of codfish skin, of umbilical cord skin, placenta, and they're going to continue to try to do that to fill over some of the exposed bone and tendons in an attempt to save the foot. Because once I go in for my skin grafting surgery, it's a one and done. If it doesn't take, then the wound will never heal, and I will unfortunately have to have the entire foot from the bottom of the knee down removed. I don't want to get too emotional.
So let's just take a little break there, because I'm already getting requests from people that want to know how to make a donation to Cheyenne and the Gray family. So before we go back to the rest of the conversation, let me just give you some of that information. You can call right now the Holiday Wish Week hotline at 508-994-0443. 508-999-0443. And you can also text to give by texting wishes25, W-I-S-H-E-S 25, wishes25 to 26989. And we'll give you all that information again coming up. But let's continue hearing about Cheyenne and her struggles. I mean, certainly this is a devastating thing to have to go through on your own, and then to have two adult siblings with developmental disabilities, and you're the only person helping to care for them after the loss of your parents. Just unspeakable tragedy. But let's hear the rest of Cheyenne and her story.
Utility bills, rent, it's transportation bills from, you know, not having a car and having to rely on that public transportation. And those medical bills, just the machine alone for the oxygen therapy is $6,000. Let alone the visiting nursing, the physical therapy that I'm having, the appointments.
It's not like you've got a choice in any of this.
I don't. It's, you know, even it's that or just lose the leg now and say I didn't try.
But brutal. You're not giving up.
I'm not giving up. No, I would rather go through all of this and still, even if I did lose the leg, know that I did everything in my power. Like I said, so grateful for the best possible doctors, you know, in the country, possibly in the world, at Mass General working with me. Teams of them, diabetic specialists, podiatry, infectious disease. They're all working with me vigorously to make sure I have the best possible outcome. And I feel like in the end, no matter what the outcome is, I will know that I had my best chance because of that fact.
Cheyenne Gray from Acushnet. Cheyenne, if there's somebody out there listening on the way into work or wherever they're doing, what would you say to that person listening on the other side of the radio to have them, you know, pick up that phone and text in and donate $5 or $10 or, you know, you get 10 people that text in $10, is $100.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe there's a big roller out there and they want to donate $500 or $1,000. What would you say to these people who are listening right now?
I would say that any little bit helps and makes a world of difference. And just knowing that there are people out there that are willing to support their community in a way that I feel like I've been supportive of my community throughout my life, that it really does make a world of difference. Just knowing that that support is out there, if not just for financial relief, but emotional support as well.
It is Holiday Wish Week on Fun 107. Cheyenne Gray, best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, if you would like to donate to Cheyenne and her family, the number is 508-999-0443. 508-999-0443. Or you can text to give wishes 25 to 26989. So if you've never done a text to give before, what you're going to do is you're going to open up your text messages on your phone. You're going to start a new text message. When it asks you what number you want to send the text to, you're going to send the number to the number is 26989. So that's the phone number you're texting, 26989. And then in the subject of the body of the text, you just type in wishes 25. That's all you got to type in. And then what will happen is it's going to send you the link to go to the United Way of Greater New Bedford's website where you can choose which family to donate to. And, of course, today is the Gray family, Cheyenne Gray and her family from Acushnet. And you can make the donation in whatever amount you want. So some of you, you know, might be able to give a little bit more. Some of you might only be able to give $5 or $10. But every little bit helps because it's all going to go toward helping Cheyenne pay for her rent and utilities, for helping her care for her two adult siblings, both with developmental disabilities. Again, she's 33 years old. She works. She had a great job as a social worker. But she's been out of work since September because she has multiple doctor visits a week to deal with having part of her foot removed after a devastating infection and is now battling to save her leg. So as you heard there, they're trying to see if they can make some skin grafts happen that will keep this wound from getting worse. Otherwise, they're going to have to amputate from just about the knee down. And she's caring for those two adult siblings with developmental disabilities on her own after both of her parents passed away during the COVID pandemic. So again, if you would like to give, you can call 508-999-0443, or you can text to give wishes 25 to 26989. All right, we've got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, we'll get the news. We'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
All right, before we go into the news, Aaron asked one more time to give that number out to make a donation to the Gray family. The number, the hotline to call to make a donation, which you can do right now. Victoria is in the other room taking those phone calls. Victoria Grisella from the United Way of Greater New Bedford. She's there right now taking those calls at 508-999-0443. 508-999-0443. Or you can text to give wishes 25 to the number 26989. And we want to thank the great sponsors who are helping us team up with Fun 107 and the United Way for Holiday Wish Week, including Sousa Family Orthodontics, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Auto, and Used Tire Warehouse. All right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. And, of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo will be back with us. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike in the newsroom.
Fun 5 firefighters injured in Connecticut. A new vaccine protocol on the way. And if you're in better shape, you may have a better brain, according to new research.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
5 firefighters in Norwalk, Connecticut suffered burns on Saturday as they battled a 3-alarm house fire.
Firefighters arriving on the scene were met with flames on all 3 floors of the house. 12 occupants of the home were evacuated safely, but now need a new place to live and are being assisted by the Red Cross. The injured firefighters were treated and released at Norwalk Hospital. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Flights have resumed at Des Moines International Airport after a Delta plane slid off the runway. Airport officials say the incident happened around 10 p.m. on Saturday when a Delta flight arriving from Detroit left the tarmac in a snowstorm. No passengers were injured. The airfield reopened shortly after 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, and normal operations resumed. Several flights were canceled or delayed on what the FAA says was one of the busiest Thanksgiving travel holidays in 15 years. A large black bear decides to call a Southern California homeowner's crawl space home sweet home.
An Altadena homeowner got the surprise of his life when a large bear made itself quite comfortable in the crawl space of his home. Ken Johnson said he installed a camera on the side of his home after he noticed some things out of place.
I went around to put batteries in the camera, and this huge growl comes from out from under the crawl space, and I just went running. I was so scared. I mean, it was the most amazing sound you've ever heard. This huge roar like a lion with a hiss on top of it.
Both Johnson and his beloved cat Boo are terrified of their new roommate and are looking for a fix.
I went back in and called the sheriff, and they said to call not animal control, but fish and game and wildlife. And so I called them. They're on vacation.
I'm Lisa Carton.
A new study shows some unfortunate cannabis side effects are on the rise. Researchers at the University of Illinois Chicago says that ER visits from cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is rising. People with CHS experience periods of intense cramps, nausea, vomiting that can last from 1 to 2 days, and it has been coined scrobbiting because the pain felt while vomiting is so uncomfortable it causes people to scream. CHS typically happens in those who have been using cannabis chronically for several years, and scientists don't know yet what the cause is. Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking aim at the Biden administration over the shooting of 2 National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Bondi said that the alleged gunman, identified as an Afghan national, should never have been allowed into the U.S.
They did not do biometrics. They did not do social media. They did very little, if minimal, vetting on all of these people.
The alleged shooter came to the U.S. in 2021 under Operation Allies Welcome and was granted asylum this year by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors said on Friday the suspect will be charged with first-degree murder following the death of National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains hospitalized in critical condition. Hawaii officials are preparing for the 84th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. A free event observing the historic anniversary will begin on Friday, December 5th. The events will include Rosie the Riveter signing commemorative posters at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial Bookstore, as well as the USS Utah Memorial Sunset Ceremony on December 6th. On the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, the Remembrance Day commemoration ceremony will start at 7:30 a.m. at the memorial. An Arizona Thanksgiving tradition that started with a wrong number has stood strong for a decade.
Jamal Hinton spent Thanksgiving with Wanda Dench for the 10th year in a row after she accidentally sent a text message to the then 17-year-old Hinton inviting him over. She was trying to make Thanksgiving plans with her grandchildren when she reached Hinton instead, who responded with a photo of himself and jokingly asked, "Can I still get a plate, though?" Dench said, of course, adding, "That's what grandmas do, feed everyone." They've maintained the annual gathering ever since, although last year they had to meet virtually while Dench battled cancer. The two say they now consider each other family. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics beat Cleveland last night, 117-115. Sees host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at the Garden. Monday Night Football, Patriots host the Giants tonight from Gillette, and the Bruins are in Detroit tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Sunshine today, cold and dry. High temperature this afternoon around 42. Clouds increasing tonight, still dry, very cold. Late night temperature down at 25. Widespread rain likely on Tuesday, heavy at times around 45. A bit of wet snow mixing in at times across northern Bristol County, Mass. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Hi, I'm Woodsy Owl. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help.
So, help Woodsy spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to give a hoot. Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Film director, actor, writer, and comedian Woody Allen is celebrating his 90th birthday today. Eric Bloom, lead singer of Blue Oyster Cult, is 81. I hope he gets more cowbell for his birthday, as is John Densmore, the drummer for The Doors. The Divine Miss M, Bette Midler, she turns 80 today. 70s singer Gilbert O'Sullivan, it's his birthday again, naturally. He's 79. U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida is 73. Model and actress Carol Alt turns 65. Nestor Carbonell, who starred in Lost and Suddenly Susan, is 58. Comedian Sarah Silverman is 55. And David Hornsby, a writer on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, who also portrays Rickety Cricket, he's 50. Singer and actress Janelle Monáe is 40. And actress Zoe Kravitz, she couldn't be any more 80s than this. She's the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Cosby Show and A Different World star Lisa Bonet. She celebrates her 37th birthday today. On this date in 1953, the first issue of Playboy was published. December 1st, 1983, Neil Young was sued by Geffen Records because his new music for the label was, quote, not commercial in nature and musically uncharacteristic of his previous albums. His latest album at the time, Everybody's Rockin', featured a selection of rockabilly songs, both covers and originals, which ran for just 25 minutes, Young's shortest album. December 1st, 1987, a Kentucky teacher lost her appeal in the U.S. Supreme Court over her firing after showing Pink Floyd's film The Wall to her class. The court decided that the film was not suitable for minors with its bad language and sexual content. On this date in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation hit theaters in the U.S. with a theme song written by powerhouse songwriting duo Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil and sung by Mavis Staples. I remember seeing that movie in the theater. And this date in 1989, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone was sentenced to 55 days in jail for driving while under the influence of cocaine. It's your On this date in 1990, Whitney Houston hit number one on the charts with I'm Your Baby Tonight. In 1990, the channel between England and France was connected and celebrated when an Englishman and Frenchman broke their respective sides. It was officially opened by Queen Elizabeth II and the French President Francois Mitterrand in a ceremony held in Calais on May 6, 1994. In 1991, Britney Spears appeared on Star Search. Also on this date in 1991, thinking there are 31 days in November, Alice in Chains guitarist Jerry Cantrell continued his hunting trip, causing the band to miss their next show opening for Van Halen in Memphis. December 1st, 1992, Duran Duran released the single Ordinary World earlier than planned after radio airplay creates a huge demand. The song reached number 3 in the U.S., their biggest hit in this country since Notorious in 1986. In 1994, two longtime cable TV institutions premiered. The Game Show Network, the 24-hour channel dedicated to game shows, made its debut, as did Home and Garden Television, better known these days as HGTV. December 1st, 1996, it was the very first edition of the 25 Days of Christmas that began airing on the Family Channel. And now I guess it's ABC Family? Or Freeform? I don't even remember what it's called now. In 1997, using a technique called circular breathing, Kenny G set the Guinness World Record for longest note held on a wind instrument when he kept an E-flat going for 45 minutes and 47 seconds. The record has been broken twice since. In 2006, GQ magazine named Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson newlyweds of the year, but by the time the issue hit the newsstands, the couple was already divorced. That's the Gen X Files for December 1st, 2025. Brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards program and where they have great specials in this post-Thanksgiving week, including a chili cheddar omelet, strawberry chocolate mousse French toast, cornbread Benedict, gingerbread pancakes, and for lunch, well, hey, why not, right? Thanksgiving dinner. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number here. If you want to call in and chime in, we've been focusing on the Holiday Wish family, our very first Holiday Wish family of the week, the Gray family of Acushnet. And we will have the story up for you later on at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Michaela Johnson over there in the MGM Morning Show is working on finishing that up. And then once we have it out, we'll send out an alert if you want to hear their story again, if you want to find out more about them, and if you want all that information for donating. But again, you can call the Holiday Wish hotline. And this is the number to keep handy all week long, because this is the number to donate to any of the families that you'll hear about here on WBSM this week. That number is 508-999-0443. 508-999-0443. And you can also text to give by texting wishes to 26989. And then you're going to be looking for the Gray family when you go to make your donation. All right, why don't we take a break here? When we come back, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available to you on the WBSM app. We will be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, more.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in, and men, as we are getting into the holiday season and you're running around trying to get gifts for everybody, don't forget to give yourself the gift of better health. And the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford wants to help you with that. Now, when you go to some of these other places, that offer some of the services that they offer, things like helping you with your sexual health, whether it be, you know, getting some testosterone treatments, whether it be getting some help with your size, your length, your girth, whatever it may be. You might have some questions about what those procedures cost, and you got to make an appointment and go through all of this runaround, and, you know, then they're talking to you and it sounds good and you're ready to sign on, and then they tell you how much it costs. Not with the Ultimate Men's Clinic. If you go to their website, theultimatemensclinic.com, the information is right there on the site about what these treatments cost you, including with financing, how much you could be paying per month. And then you look at those prices and you say, yes, that's worth it to be the best version of myself. And then you can get the financing. You can figure it all out. Because again, these procedures usually are not covered by insurance. So the Ultimate Men's Clinic wants to make sure they can still make it affordable for you. So to find out more, just go to their website, theultimatemensclinic.com. If you don't have access to the internet, you can give them a call at 508-505-9100. That's 508-505-9100. But you should definitely try to get yourself on a computer. Go to theultimatemensclinic.com and see all the different things they can offer you. Everything from helping you in the bedroom to helping you with weight loss to just making you feel like the best version of yourself. And as they like to say, don't wait. Your best self is just a visit away. So again, theultimatemensclinic.com or 508-505-9100. And if you missed me talking about this in the first hour, tomorrow, as long as all goes well today with setting up the recording, we'll have a discussion tomorrow with Chris Jericho, the former WWF wrestler, WWE wrestler. That's how long ago he joined. It was still the WWF when he joined. And then he left and he went on to AEW to help start that promotion up. He's been there for the last 5-6 years. And now his contract is up this month. So it's very interesting. A lot of rumors going around about him out there. But he's joining us tomorrow because he's coming to New Bedford. So he has a couple of bands. Most of you are probably familiar. If you're a fan of rock music, you're familiar with his band Fozzy, which has been around for a long time. And started off, people don't remember this maybe necessarily, but Fozzy started off as a cover band. They didn't do originals at first. They were called Fozzy Osbourne. And it was some of the guys from the band Stuck Mojo. And they were doing something at the time with WCW. I still remember in the wrestling magazines, the ad with Diamond Dallas Page. And it said, Diamond Dallas Page says, if you don't like Stuck Mojo, you're wrong. And so they were doing stuff with WCW. And Chris Jericho got to meet the guys and they formed Fozzy Osbourne and would go out and do cover songs. And then that turned into a thing where they put out an album and eventually they started making their own originals. Well, back during the pandemic, during lockdown, obviously they couldn't go out and be Fozzy. So he was working with some of his friends and they created a new band called Quarantine with a K because they did Kiss covers, but only the non-makeup era Kiss. So from Lick It Up on. And now they're going to be out on tour and they're going to be playing The Vault this Thursday. Tickets are still available. You can go to the Vault website to get them. But he's going to join us tomorrow morning. Actually, I'm going to record it today because he's a rock star. We're not going to make him get up at 8 o'clock in the morning when he's on tour. But they will be here Thursday, so he's going to talk with us about what we can expect from that show. And I don't know, maybe we can get him to address some of these rumors that are out there about him, but I'm going to leave it up to him. So hopefully tomorrow morning, as long as all goes well, Chris Jericho. Again, I keep saying this because I don't know what's going on with his wrestling aspect of his career right now. If he's somehow tied into something with the current WWE storyline, they might say, no, you can't do the interview. So we'll see. But hopefully we can connect today and air that for you tomorrow. All right, I got one more break I got to get in here before the end of the hour. Let me do that. We will be right back.
Emily.
And you know, plumbing emergencies don't wait, neither should you. At Bass Ready Rooter, they treat every call like it's their own home. Their family-owned business has been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974, earning the trust of thousands of families and over 700 five-star reviews. They believe customer service is a lost art, and they are here to keep it alive. Bass Ready Rooter. They may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. You can give them a call at 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or the easiest way, visit bassready.com. B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y. Bassready.com for Bass Ready Rooter. All right, we are going to be taking a break here for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We'll talk with him about setting the tax rate. That was a big topic of discussion. We didn't get to have him on last week because he had an appointment, but we'll talk to him about it this week. We'll also talk to him about what he plans on trying to get done in this last month of his council.